There's an agreement at the California Capitol to change the law governing when police can use deadly force. It's the culmination of a year-long debate in the legislature after the Sacramento police shooting of Stephon Clark sparked new momentum on the issue. Cap Radio's Ben Adler broke the story at capradio.org and joins us now. Ben, tell us, what's in this deal?
Under the agreement made public, officers will only be able to use lethal force when it is necessary and if there are no other options. And that's widely viewed as higher than the existing legal standard, which is the reasonable standard. The use of deadly force is legal if a reasonable officer would have acted similarly in that situation. However, the bill language leaves out a specific definition of necessary, and so that's going to be left up to the legal system to figure out on a case-by-case basis. Now, a couple other pieces of this deal that are important to mention. The proposed law states that an officer's conduct leading up to the shooting will be considered, but so too will the suspect's behavior. Law enforcement had wanted the suspect's behavior to be considered, and civil liberties groups wanted the officer's conduct leading up to the shooting to be considered, and that was particularly critical for them. And there's language in the bill that requires police to use other alternatives, like, you know, de-escalating, less lethal options before using deadly force, but that's in there as a statement of intent, not a specific checklist.
But when it is used, the courts are now going to have to decide, as you said, from case to case, whether officers acted according to the new necessary legal standard. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be really tricky, says Stanford University criminal law professor Robert Weisberg. I asked him what he made of this deal, and he said it's the middle ground he thought the two sides would inevitably reach, but enforcing it will be hard for the courts, and adhering to it will require a lot of new training and new thinking for officers.
If I let this person go, what is the risk? Sure, I'm legally allowed to restrain him, and I might be worried that he might commit another crime, but let's do a trade-off here. If I persist in the arrest, this may escalate into something fatal. If I don't persist in the arrest, well, I may lose a righteous arrest, but maybe the guy isn't going to cause much harm. Questions like that are going to be very complicated for courts. Ironically, gee, it's a field day for academics. It gives us all kinds of doctrine to talk about in class, but that doesn't mean it's necessarily good for the legal system.
Okay, Ben, there were competing bills going into this. Are both law enforcement and civil liberty groups on board with the final outcome here?
They are. Let's hear from the American Civil Liberties Union. This is lobbyist Lizzie Buchan.
We are quite excited that California will have one of the most restrictive use of force laws in the nation, if not the most restrictive. Our statewide policies are going to be very strong. They are going to be in line with best practices.
And police groups, law enforcement groups, are dropping their opposition and shifting to neutral. One released a letter. The California Police Chiefs Association is thanking Dr. Weber, Assemblymember Weber, for working with them on this and saying, again, they're shifting to neutral.
So we have agreement. When would this actually go into place?
That we don't know. That's an important point that isn't yet worked out. There are a couple of smaller details like that to be worked out once the bill passes the assembly, which it needs to do within the next week and moves over into the Senate. So we're still waiting on some of those details. Right now, as written, the bill would take effect in the new year.
Cap Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler, you can read his story on this at capradio.org.